Welcome to Speak Up and Stay Alive Radio with author, speaker, and your host, Pat Rulo. Serving you a generous helping of everything you need to know to help you and your loved ones stay safe during any doctor or hospital visit. The program is not intended to replace medical advice from a licensed professional, but rather to encourage you to become a well-informed participant in your health and well-being. And now, your host, Pat Rulo.
Hello and welcome. I'm Pat Rulo, the voice for patient safety, where each week we delve into little-known healthcare and hospital hazards, as well as other fringe topics that affect your health and well-being. I'm so happy you've taken the time to join me, and today I have lots to share with you. So, let's dig right in, shall we? Well, right now, I am about to share a topic and a body part that seldom sees the light of day with a very special woman, and she is Lorraine Giordano. In September of 2008, Lorraine's gynecologist told her she needed to have her uterus removed due to the threat of cancer and uterine hyperplasia. While not willing to give up her uterus, Operation Save Uterus was born. And this was her starting point on her journey to mind, body, spirit health. And she learned that our organs do not work in isolation from each other. Lorraine now helps women and men to be inspired to connect to their own health and healing ability using different alternative energy modalities. She hosts an eye-opening podcast called the Womb Happy Hour Show that we are now privileged to air on our radio network, Speak Up Talk Radio, and we will talk more about that later on in the show. But right now, we are about to take a journey down a path we've not taken together. So welcome to the show, Lorraine.
Hello, Pat.
So happy to have you here and talk about this a little seldom talked about topic. Like so many others I've met, Lorraine, and shared with my listeners, you had a very difficult medical diagnosis that could have sent you in several directions. So share, if you would, your journey and how that led you to the advocacy that you're so passionate about today.
My pivot point happened in 2008, but there was a 17 and a half year buildup, actually, where I had a lot of different health issues. I had a lot of bizarre accidents where I got picked up by a wind and tossed across a four-lane street. So a lot of physical pain and a lot of frustration by going to many doctors over the years, and they weren't able to really diagnose what was wrong with me. And they were like, a lot of the doctors would say, you look good, you look fine, but I was still very sick. Anyway, things escalated in 2008, and I had irregular bleeding. So happy that I did not blow off that irregular bleeding. So I got my period every couple of weeks for a couple of months. And I had been so frustrated by going to doctors that there was that little voice that said, oh, blow it off, you'll be fine. You're getting older, that's just what happens. But I went to the doctor. Turns out I had atypical cells in my uterus. In 2006, I found out I had endometriosis, which is a very painful, debilitating condition where scar tissue grows in and around the uterus. And I've been into emergency rooms a few times. In that moment, my doctor said, I'm going to give you 3 months, but we need to take your uterus out. That totally rocked my world. And it devastated me. He also said I wouldn't be able to have children. So what I walked around as a zombie for a couple of days, and while waiting for the subway, I heard a voice that said, Lorraine, you don't need to lose your uterus. Be nicer to yourself. Love yourself more. And in that moment, Operation Save Uterus is born. And I felt this complete vibration through my whole body. All my cells kind of activated and was like, yes, save your uterus. Focus on being nicer to yourself. And that's what I did. And it completely transformed my life. So I wound up realizing just how disconnected I was to my female reproductive health, how angry I was to my down there. You know, there was a lot of rage, actually, anger, sadness. And I went on a journey just being open to being curious as to why did I have these adhesions, why did I have irregular bleeding, what did my uterus mean to me? If I was possibly going to lose it, perhaps it was time for me to consider it an ally in my healing process. And how could I work with it to heal it? As you said in the opening, I kind of realized it's really not just about my uterus. It's about how my uterus connects to my thyroid, to my heart, to my pituitary gland, to my lung health, to so many other important processes going on. And it opened me up to alternative healing. I'll take a little breather there.
Because there's a lot to be said for that, for you to pay attention to that little voice. You mentioned this to me, that there is a disconnect between healthcare and self-care and being an advocate for yourself and dealing with hospitals and doctors and just taking that one diagnosis and saying, okay, I mean, how many people do that? Hysterectomy is the second leading surgery for women.
Surgery.
Yeah.
Yeah. 600,000, over 600,000 uteruses are being removed from a woman's body. And most women don't even realize that a hysterectomy is just having the uterus removed. Mm-hmm. An oophorectomy is when you have your ovaries mm-hmm. removed. So a lot of women will say they have hysterectomies, but they're actually having an oophorectomy as well when you have your ovaries removed.
I mean, we are meant to have them, and unless there's serious reason why you shouldn't, at least a second opinion or trying to come up with some alternative healing. And as you say, it's almost like you developed a relationship with your uterus. That sounds very strange. Talk us through that.
Does it sound strange? It really does. However, I literally, for many years, I had dabbled with alternative healers. And so many of them would say, and this is at a time where meditation wasn't that popular. Right now, which is beautiful, you know, more and more people are talking about it, but they would suggest, oh, you know, it's important for you to meditate and connect to yourself. I literally would take time, not hours, but like 15 minutes out of my day, I put my hands on my belly by my womb area, and I would breathe. And I would kind of see myself spend time within my womb. There's so much talk about spending time and connecting to our hearts. But as women, it's such an unusual place to spend time with. But it is a magical mystery portal through which we arrive. And whether you've had 10 kids or zero kids, the sacral energy center, that primordial, creative, passionate, joyful energy center, I spend time there to explore it. And I learned a lot of, I received important downloads of information and inspiration spending time there. I also started to draw more. I loved to doodle and draw as a little girl. And I just started drawing my uterus, what I thought, you know, what it looked like to me being kind of not well and what it looked like being healthy. So I changed my relationship. I engaged with my uterus, not just as a source of pain, but as a source of creativity and inspiration.
Wow, there's so much there. We talk about self-care, and that's just taking it to another level. All of our organs are part of who we are, and it's interesting how we pick and choose which ones we pay attention to.
Yes, and so even, you know, as far as cancer, to me, you know, if you get a like when my doctor said I had uterine hyperplasia with atypical cells, that sounds so technical. Mm-hmm. Like, what does that really mean? Like, to me, I was like, I don't understand what that is. But I decided to make it my own. So I had a fat uterus because hyperplasia is when the lining of your uterus thickens. So I'm like, oh, I have a fat uterus. I kind of made it as personal, as intimate to me. That's why I made my intention operation say uterus. Mm-hmm. So I think going to doctors is such a disconnect in languaging.
Yes.
So in what ways could I kind of, you know, own my illness and make it my own in order to kind of work with it, mm-hmm. to transform it? And eating foods, I use that as a creative way of kind of supporting my uterus down there, as well as being aware that it helps, you know, eating more vegetables, cruciferous vegetables, you know, broccoli, cabbage, that helps with flushing out estrogen from your body. And it's a natural way of doing that. So making it kind of more of an adventure rather than a sentence of, you know, pain and fear.
As a wake-up call to pay attention and to take ownership for our own awareness and situation.
Yep. Yes, but I really don't think, Pat, that we're taught that.
We're not. No, we don't know that. And it's a shame that we have to wait until we are ill or sick or dying before we realize that that is a possibility.
It's true. Mm-hmm. And today, there's so many women who are having problems getting pregnant. Fertility is such there's a lot of women going for different types of fertility treatments when we're designed to give birth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a lot of women suffering from fibroids, endometriosis, and a lot of the medical professionals, they suspect, oh, well, this might be caused because you have too much estrogen and because of this. There's not even, like, concrete answers. Mm-hmm. So, and because we're not really taught enough, I feel, as women about our powerful bodies, it creates that disconnect. So the more we talk about it, the more we kind of create those pathways to understanding more about our bodies and communicating with ourselves individually and collectively to shift some of that taboo that still exists.
Exactly. And that's why I was so thrilled to meet you and to share what it is that you're doing, because it's something I've never talked about in all these years on my program, and shame on me for that. So thank you for bringing this to light.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Now, I love the correlation you made in an article I read on your website, something about our love affair with our phones, but not our bodies. And isn't that the truth?
It really is. Think about how much time we spend making sure that our phone is, you know, that it has enough power, that it has all the necessary updates, that if you don't have it, you feel naked. We're so connected to holding it and engaging with it. But yet, as far as engaging with our own bodies, like understanding how it works, making sure with that self-care, like we're sleeping enough, we're drinking enough water, we're not focusing on, you know, being hyper stressed out 7 days a week for most of the day.
Absolutely. Now, earlier you mentioned how you spent some time self-reflecting and just put your hands on your uterus and on that area. And so you are also certified as a Reiki master. You use quantum energy transformation, quantum touch, integrated energy therapy. So you're certified in those, and you offer sessions and programs so that you could help others understand these energy tools. So just talk to us about that for a bit.
Yes. So I come from the financial industry, which is very, I was an analyst. So very logical, very structured, very everything has to reconcile. So the 180 to kind of delve in the realm of energy work, I think there's such a huge opportunity to get out of our head and connect more to our energy field, meaning not just our physical body, but our emotional body, our mental body, our spiritual body. And how by being in our body and allowing energy to flow, a lot of times emotions, like emotion is energy in motion. So I work a lot with balancing out someone's chakra system. And so you have the 7 main chakras that run along your spine. But actually your system has thousands more chakras. But how we might have a chakra that's overactive or underactive. So taking an example of a sacral chakra, which relates to emotions, raw emotions, creativity, emotion, relationships, joy, passion. You know, if you have an underactive sacral, it's possible that you are maybe very controlling. You're not necessarily going with the flow of life. And that's creating some imbalances. Or those people that are excessively emotional, that might be an overactive chakra. However, what I find working with my clients is that a lot of women, especially, if you think of the chakras like an elevator, their ground floor is in their belly. It's in their solar plexus chakra, which is their I do. So women are very, because we're nurturers, because we're helping other people so much, a lot of times the elevator stops at the I do, and women are very focused, and men too, on what they have to do. Rather than taking the next 2 floors down, the sacral, connecting more to what we're feeling, and at their root, connecting more to the I am, you know, a sense of security and safety, but more of grounding. And so I think from a physical perspective, if we're grounding too much in our I do, that creates a lot of overactivity in that energy center. For women, it's not very beneficial, because if we're focusing too much on doing, it creates a lot of stress, anxiety. And if we're in constant stress, that takes away from our balance of hormones. So we have less progesterone that's being produced. And so a lot of people don't realize, especially women, that if you're in constant stress, your digestive process and your female reproductive process are very intertwined and linked. And so the more stress your body, who produces hormones, in order to produce cortisol, will take away from your production of progesterone, mm-hmm. which throws off, which creates too much estrogen in your system. So by grounding, by using the energy of your sacral and your root, it's balancing yourself out more. You're less in your upper chakras. The energy moves very fast there. And by grounding, you're a little bit more, the energy's slower, and you're able to pull in more intuitive messages. And it's just an interesting phenomenon that I've noticed working with a lot of women.
Wow. I love this analogy of an elevator with the chakras. You just hit me. It makes perfect sense. So with this in mind, do you work with people? Can you work with people over the phone?
Sure. I work mm-hmm. with people over the phone, okay. through Skype, through whatever medium, online. And I see people in person. So either or. The great thing about energy work, we're so caught up into science and data and statistics, mm-hmm. but there's a huge amount of mystery, and we are energetic beings. Great thing about energy work is that you could do it in person, and you could do distant healing,
right.
and distant healing is just as effective.
Right.
What I try to work with my clients is I try to share with them simple ways for them to redirect their energy to more of creating what they desire in their life. And it's just like a redirect. And trusting their intuition more. Because mm-hmm. our body, when we're connected to our body, when we're grounded, when we're kind of like activated in our body, we get so many messages. So it's kind of like talking about the phone again. We're always looking for the message in the phone. You see the little beep or the light. You're like, what's that message?
Mm-hmm.
But we're not really paying attention to all the messages that our body sharing with us, especially down there.
Right. So you've taken all of this another step further, and you have a podcast called the Womb Happy Hour Radio.
My intention with the Womb Happy Hour is that even if you're having a terrible day, perhaps within this hour conversation, you might learn something to help you feel better. Because as much as things might be not ideal, there are some things to appreciate that are going right. So at least take a little time out of your day to kind of appreciate and maybe learn something new related to your down there.
All right. So it's called the Womb Happy Hour Radio. And we can find out more about that at your website, inspiredtohealth.net. We're also now airing it on our speakuptalkradio.com. So there's many ways that they could find that. Now, I want to talk about a couple specific issues that I learned about on your website. And I found this very interesting. One of your articles was called The Rub with Recycled Toilet Paper. I thought that was very interesting, and I want to make that available to our listeners as well. Share us a bit about that.
I like to blog about stuff related to female reproductive health. And it just so happened that once a year, I have an Acme supermarket store down the block from me, and they play this game Monopoly where you get tickets based on items, selected items, and then you put the ticket on a Monopoly board, and hopefully you win some money. So it's fun. I just get a kick out of it, and I have fun with it. So recycled toilet paper was one of the items where I would be able to get some good tickets. So I started using recycled toilet paper, and I found that I was feeling very itchy, uncomfortable, and not happy using this recycled toilet paper. Took me a little while to figure it out, but I was like, oh my gosh, it's the recycled toilet paper. And then I did research on it. I'm like, what's going on with recycled toilet paper? How is it even made? And why am I getting so itchy? And the blog post really kind of highlights what's in recycled toilet paper, which there's lots of chemicals in there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that are not good for female reproductive health or health overall. There's some dioxins, there's some PBAs, there's a whole host of non-healthy, non-life-affirming chemicals that are in recycled toilet paper. So for those listening, be careful for what you're rubbing down there.
Absolutely. And so that's another reason to head over to your website, because they could read more about that article and what's actually in recycled toilet paper. Never thought about it. You're thinking, oh, it's clean.
The environment.
Yeah, no, not a thing to do. While we're talking about things that you wipe with and put down there, toxic shock syndrome that is associated with tampons, is that still an issue or has that kind of been cleared up?
Oh my gosh, it's still an issue.
Okay.
And in America, what's sad is that because tampons and pads and other female products are considered a medical device, companies are not required to disclose ingredients. Now, there's been a lot of efforts by Carolyn Maloney and some other senator and some specific groups. So I think Procter & Gamble is starting to disclose the ingredients that they use. Again, a lot of these products are made with, you think it's cotton, but it's synthetic cotton, usually made with pesticides, and how they bleach pulp wood in order to make that cotton creates, they use different kind of polyurethane chemicals that, again, not beneficial to down there. So we still need Congress to pass this overall, this legislation that I think it's been presented 15, 16, 17 times. It's still not presented, but it's not still not approved. But there is more awareness, which is great. And there are more organic, you know, non-GMO products. There's a lot of innovation going on. So for ladies listening, that area is highly absorbable.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure what you're inserting, if you're paying attention to the food that you're ingesting, make sure you're paying attention to the products that you're ingesting as well down there. And just, I want to highlight that douches double your risk of ovarian cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So this idea that we're supposed to be smelly, I mean, like beautifully rose garden smelly, it's a myth. And it's doing a lot of damage to women.
Yep. I did a segment several times on the use of baby powder on underwear and the increase of endometriosis because of the talc.
Yes. Endometriosis and ovarian cancer too,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, there's these lawsuits going on to kind of get the word out.
Right. So that's another reason why women especially need to speak up. We can't just use the products that we're given. And to say that these are medical devices and they bypass government scrutiny is just ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, and this has just happened in the past year and 2 years, the innovation that's going on is really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, ladies listening, it's worth paying attention to, because there's a lot of healthier options that are out there.
All right. Again, another reason to head over to inspired2health.net and have a conversation with Lorraine Giordano. So much interesting topics here. We could carry this on for a long time. But as we begin to wrap this up, what is it that you would like our listeners to remember when they think back on today's conversation?
I think that it's important to be curious about your body from a physical, emotional, mental, spiritual perspective. Make it your own. Learn about it in relation to who you are. Don't stop your elevator at your solar plexus. Bring it down to your sacral and your roots in order to ground in truly who you are. Because whether you want to have a kid or you want to, you know, be healthy, or you want to have, you just want to feel hormonally balanced, connecting to that energy down there is an important and should not be overlooked area to connect with.
Thank you for that. And because this is such a foreign concept to most people, I believe, especially to women, I hope that they use you as a guide or as a resource to help them. And these energy tools that you offer, I think, really will make that connection between mind, body, spirit, and that we do need to pay attention to ourselves and speak up and take heed. So head over to your website, inspiredtohealth.net. Lorraine Giordano, you are awesome. Thank you for taking a potentially disastrous situation on your personal journey and turning it around and then reaching out and helping other people with it, not only through your sessions and programs, but through your radio show, your podcast, Womb Happy Hour. You are an amazing woman, and I'm so appreciative that we met. Thank you for today.
Thank you so much, Pat. It is a pleasure to know you, and thank you for all your work and effort bringing awareness as well.
after the show, be sure to visit the website speakupandstayalive.com for more life-saving information. Plus, that is where you can purchase my book, Speak Up and Stay Alive, The Patient Advocate Hospital Survival Guide. Bring the book to the hospital with you. It's the best way to stand out and in a positive way. Give the gift of healthcare safety. Purchase the book, The Patient Safety Logs. Hey, and throw in some icebreaker cards. It's a one-size-fits-all present that everyone needs. You can order online at speakupandstayalive.com or call me 440-725-5462.
Tired of the same old presentations?
Can you forward to slide 38, please?
Are you looking for a new, out-of-the-box topic for your next event?
Want your group to leave inspired, informed, and satisfied?
No PowerPoint presentations and dim lights here. No snoring or snoozing goes on during Pat's presentations. To help your entire group, organization, business, or church stay safe during any healthcare or hospital experience, invite Pat to speak. Visit her website, speakupandstayalive.com, or call Pat to discuss how she can make your next event fun, enlightening, and life-saving.
Want testimonials?
Go to the bulletin board link at the website for color pictures and comments from real people. Again, it's speakupandstayalive.com or call 440-725-5462. That's 440-725-5462.
Hi, this is Jana Panaritis, host of the AgeWise podcast, where we hear from the healthcare system's hidden workforce, the millions of family caregivers whose stories of devotion and courage will shock and inspire you. Join me as we shake up the conversation on care, and know you're not alone. Listen to a brand new episode every week at speakuptalkradio.com. To learn more about the show, visit the AgeWise website. That's AgeWYZ.com.
Hi there, this is Mrs. Green, and I would love for you to become a part of my world. Mrs. Green's World is an engaged international community and a global movement of ideas and action made up of people who truly care about their own health and the health of this great planet of ours. In Mrs. Green's World, we don't tell you what to think, we just want you to. Our guests from all over the world will give you plenty of things to think about. Please visit my website at mrsgreensworld.com and become a part of our world.
Well, there you have it, my friends. Another show goes by so quickly, doesn't it? But don't worry, we'll be back next week with more to talk about. Meantime, be sure to visit the website speakupandstayalive.com. Speakupandstayalive.com. It's where you can get a copy of the book, Speak Up and Stay Alive, The Patient Advocate Hospital Survival Guide, a book that so many of us need, whether we are in the hospital, visiting a friend in the hospital, have a loved one in the hospital. And I always tell folks, you don't even have to read the book. Just from the cover alone, we'll start a conversation if you simply lay the book on the tray table. Everyone who comes in the room will stop and say, "What is that?" It offers you the opportunity to start a conversation with everyone who walks in the room, and then they will know that you are different from everyone else, that you are an e-patient, educated, enlightened, equipped, and eager to get out alive. It's only $20 at the website, speakupandstayalive.com. And while you're there, check out the other links on the page, such as the speaking page, and invite me to speak to your group, club, business, church, organization, or even hospital. And if you know me, you know I always have so much to talk about. No one falls asleep on my watch during any of my speaking presentations. So give me a call, 440-725-5462. That is 440-725-5462. I can guarantee you this, your crowd will love it. No more time, but remember, I will be back next week. Same time, same place, but never the same information. Until then, I hope you have a healthy and a happy week. I am Pat Rulo, and I am the voice for informed choice. Are you in the market to purchase a home? Are you thinking of selling yours? Well, I've personally worked with the McCaskey team. They're conveniently located on Chardon Square. Give them a call, 440-773-5542. 440-773-5542. Ask for my friends Dan or Terry, or visit their website, mccaskeyteam.com. That's M-C-C-A-S-K-E-Y team.com. McCaskyTeam.com. McCaskyTeam.com. Hi, I'm Pat Rulo, author, speaker, and radio host of Speak Up Talk Radio. I'm local and vocal when it comes to healthcare safety. If you need a life-changing topic and speaker for your next event, call me, 440-725-5462, or visit speakupandstayalive.com. Patient safety is your right, so don't go wrong. Let me share what I know with your group, 440-725-5462, or visit speakupandstayalive.com.